好，谢谢弟兄姊妹。
Thank you, brothers and sisters.
啊，不光有祷告，还听到你们的掌声。
Not only I heard your prayers, but also your applause.
非常感恩，今天我们啊一同分享诗篇十三篇。
And today, we're going to share Psalm 13 with a thankful heart.
啊，我用中文来读六节，比较简短。对，耶和华，你忘记我要到几时呢？要到永远吗？你掩面不顾我要到几时呢？我心里抽算终日愁苦要到几时呢？我的仇敌身高压制我要到几时呢？耶和华我的上帝啊，求你看顾我，应允我，使我眼目光明，免得我沉睡至死，免得我的仇敌说我胜了他，免得我的敌人在我摇动的时候喜乐。但我依靠你的慈爱，我的心因你的救恩快乐，我要向耶和华歌唱，因他用厚恩待我。
So let's hear Psalm 13 once and again. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me?Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed over him. Lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me.
我们今天分享这首诗篇的主题是从哀叹到歌唱。
So today when we share the psalm, the theme of the psalm is really from sighs to sings.
当我们读到这首诗是出自大卫之手的时候，我们感到震惊。
And we're shocked that the psalm actually is written by David.
大卫是一个伟大的英雄。
And we know King David was a great hero.
当他牧放羊群的时候，他能够打死豺，打死狼，打死狮子。
And when he was shepherding sheep, he was able to kill wolves, lions.
他第一次上战场就击杀巨人格利亚。
And the first time he went to a battlefield, he actually killed the giant Goliath.
所以他是一个伟大的武士。
So we know he was a great warrior.
然后他成了一个伟大的君王。
But he also became a great king.
而且大卫还谱写了很多的诗篇。
We also know he wrote many psalms.
所以他是一个伟大的诗人。
We can also call him a great poet.
然后我们看到耶稣基督也是大卫的后裔。
And we also know even Jesus Christ is descendant of King David.
所以大卫本身也是耶稣基督的一个预表。
So we also know David is the pre-manifest of Jesus.
像大卫这样有文才有武功。
So for someone like David, who not only is a warrior, but also has his artistry there.
而且深深地得蒙上帝的眷爱的人。
He's also the one who has received great favor from the Lord.
难道他也有哀叹吗？
So even for somebody like him,Who actually is going to lament?
难道他也要来到上帝的面前发出 complaint, 发出怨言吗？
Even for somebody as great as David, who also had complaints.
难道他也要绝望到甚至沉睡至死的程度吗？
So even, is it true that even for somebody as great as David, who has the moment where he feels he's to sleep the sleep of death?
但这首诗确确实实出自于大卫之手。
But we know the psalm was written by David.
这首诗确确实实反映了大卫的非常低沉的情怀。
And this poem actually reflects when he was spiritually low.
所以这样我们就晓得，像大卫这样的伟人，他也不过是软弱的器皿。
And we know that even for somebody as great as David,He was also a lowly or a vessel that experienced weakness.
他要通过祷告来仰望上帝的怜悯，上帝的拯救在耶稣基督里赐给他。
And even for him, he was through prayers, he was looking for or seeking God's mercy and protection and guidance.
所以今天我们在这段经文中分享, 三个要点。
So today, we're going to go over 3 points.
首先我们讲到叹息, 圣徒今生今世受苦, 常常我们的祷告不蒙,
So first of all, let's look at our lament in suffering, because quite often when we pray, we do not hear, God's answer.
但是圣徒仍要向上帝呼求。
But despite this, we know we still need to pray to God.
寻求上帝的光照和引领。
And seek His enlightenment and guidance.
当我们这样迟迟不断地祷告的时候,
When we pray repeatedly.
哪怕我们的祷告暂时没有得到回应,
and even if our prayers are not answered immediately,
但是我们通过祷告来到上帝的面前,
we come to Him through our prayers.
所以我们的力量不是来自于我们的祷告得蒙了垂听,
so that our strength does not come when our prayers are being answered.
我们的力量和更新来自于我们与上帝的亲近。
Our strength, also the renewal of our spirit, actually comes from the fact that we're getting close to God. So many people today will only focus on whether their prayers are being answered, but forget that intimacy that God expects us to develop with Him.
如果我们和朋友交往的时候只是想从朋友那里得好处,
Think about if you hang out with your friends, if the only motive is to get to benefit from your friends,
却不想从朋友的交往中直接就得到喜悦和满足,
but not the fact that you actually really enjoy the fellowship when you interact with your friends.
这不过是利用我们的朋友达到我们的功利性的目的而已。
This is actually it's just the way that we take advantage of friends just for our own satisfaction. So quite often our prayers are prayed so that we just want to get things we desire. And quite often we pray not because we really want to come before God.
所以弟兄姊妹,当我们真正在悲哀之中的时候,
So brothers and sisters, if we are truly in suffering,
当我们真正在绝望之中的时候,
and we will lament in despair,
甚至上帝对祷告的回应迟迟不到的时候,
even when God delays His answer to our prayers,
我们仍然能够通过祷告来到上帝的面前,
we will still be able to come to God through prayers.
我们仍然能够像约伯讲的样,哪怕你驱走我的生命,我仍然爱你。
Just like Job, even if you take away my life, I will still love you.
我的好处不在你以外。
Because my good is not beyond you.
弟兄姊妹,这才是真正的爱情,真正的友情,真正的信仰。
This is the true love, this is the true fellowship and true faith.
让我们一起来祷告,求上帝给我们这样的祝福和引领。
So brothers and sisters, let's pray together, asking for blessings and guidance from God.
天父上帝带领我们来到你自己面前。
Heavenly Father, we ask you to lead us to you.
让我们走过世界。
Let us just walk.
让我们进入圣殿。
Let us just come into your sanctuary.
让我们来进入圣所。
And enter your sanctuary.
让我们来进入这圣所。
Enter the holy, the most holy.
因为你借着你的独生爱子耶稣基督为我们开了又新又活的路。
Because you have opened a brand new way through your beloved Son Jesus Christ.
所以我们每一个人都能够直接来到你的圣宝座面前。
That we can come directly to your throne of grace.
得恩惠，得怜恤，得随时的帮助。
Receive your mercy and grace and protection.
主，我们的脸转向你。
Lord, just let us turn our face to you.
主，我们的心向你发出呼吁。
And let us just cry out to you from our hearts.
就像大卫在吃出祷告的一样。
Just like David was praying.
主，求你使我们的眼目光明。
Just like how David prayed that, light up our eyes.
免得我们昏沉冷漠麻木至死。
Lest we sleep the sleep of death.
你在这个世界上给我们最大最大的赐福是什么呢？
Lord, what is the greatest blessing you have given us?
不是我们物质的得意。
And not the things we, the material things we receive.
不是我们自我感觉的良好。
And not how good we feel about ourselves.
但是你为着你自己名的缘故，使我们的灵魂苏醒。
But for your own name, for the sake of your own name, you waked up us in spirit.
引领我们走。
And lead us to walk on the path of righteousness. Just like what our only Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, did. Let us just imitate him. Let us suffer with him and even die with him. And we will also be lifted up just like with him and receive the glory. We pray in Jesus' holy name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，这首诗篇当然是出于大卫之手。
So brothers and sisters, we know this poem was written by David.
是一个非常有个人性的哀怨诗。
It was a very individualized lament.
大卫在此处所遇到的不是一般的祷告不蒙应允。
So what David was experiencing here was not a common prayer that has not been answered.
他再三讲到我的仇敌高声压制我。
And he actually mentioned that my enemies say I have prevailed over him.
我的仇敌向我夸口，我要胜过他。
And these enemies are bragging that they have prevailed over him.
所以大卫在此处面对的是死亡的恐惧。
So David was experiencing here was the terror or the fear of death.
所以他向来到上帝的面前发出叹息。
Therefore he cried out to God and with his lament.
甚至一连四次向上帝说 How long? How long? How long? How long?
And he wrote four times using the term how long.
所以他在上帝面前发出沉重的叹息。
So this was really a deep lament from him.
圣牧师今天上午在中文堂讲的时候也特别强调。
So this morning in CM, actually Pastor Oscar was also emphasized.
我们的祷告要向上帝诚实。
He also emphasized that our prayers got to be sincere.
尤其是把我们的感受呈现在上帝的面前。
And faithfully,present how we feel to God. So we know in the large catechism, our prayers should present deeply what we desire in our hearts to God. Prayers are not to brag what we have done. Are not to brag how much we have understand the truth.
而是把我们心灵的愿望，包括我们的感受，包括我们的悲哀，诚诚实实的呈现在上帝面前。
But to truthfully present how we feel inside to God.
所以弟兄姊妹，大卫在上帝面前就是有这样诚实的心。
So we can see this truthful heart of David in front of God.
所以我们看到这首诗篇虽然简短。
So the psalm is pretty short.
看到一开始大卫的哀痛，大卫的哀怨，大卫的难过。
So at the beginning, a couple of verses, it was really describing the pain and suffering that David was experiencing.
就像大西洋的滔滔巨浪，一波一波一波汹涌澎湃，淹过了他的整个生命。
If I can use analogy, it was like the turbulent waves from the Atlantic Ocean, just one after another.
但是当他真正安静在面前，安静在主的面前祷告的时候，
But when he truly quieted down and prayed to God,
耶和华我的上帝啊，求你看顾我，应允我。
And he asked God really to hear me and protect me.
上帝平息了他心中的滔滔巨浪。
And God actually stilled the storm in his heart.
上帝给他悲哀和痛苦的心灵带来了安慰、医治和平安。
And God actually healed him brought peace and joy to him.
所以祷告我们最大的所得是什么呢？
So, what is the great thing we receive through prayers?
我们最大的所得不是看得见、摸得着的外面的东西。
It's not something we can see or you can touch.
祷告是我们的心在上帝面前重新安静定位。
Prayers actually calm down our hearts and realign ourselves.
所以我们就看到最后。
So then we can see the outcome.
波平浪静。
And the storm is stilled.
大卫向上帝说。
And David, wrote to God.
我要向依靠你的慈爱，我要因你的救恩快乐，我要向你歌唱。
And he wrote that I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord.
你看到这首诗篇的节奏。
So when you see sort of the rhythm, the pace of the psalm,
从哀叹的滔滔巨浪。
So from his lament about these tumultuous time in his life,
祷告上帝的恩典的转化。
And then through prayers, the blessings he received from God,
最后变得波平浪静。
And to the end, he really calmed down.
大卫从悲哀，从绝望，从惊恐。
And he changed from sad, from despair to from fear.
转向了喜乐和歌唱。
To joy and even singing.
而让我们每个弟兄姊妹都像大卫在此处所祷告的，不管我们面对何等大的痛苦和挑战。
So I hope each one of us could be just like David.No matter what you are experiencing at this moment, that was through the prayers to God, that we can truly receive the comfort and joy from God. So when all these elders and deacons were gathered together for, during meetings,
我们常常觉得作为牧师、作为长老对弟兄姊妹的关爱啊实在不够。
And quite often, even pastors and elders felt that they have not, they have not cared the brothers and sisters enough.
但是我们也不得不承认。
But we must admit,
弟兄姊妹的很多问题。如果你不是自己借着祷告来到上帝面前，没有任何人能够帮助你，没有任何人能够帮助你解决的。
That for many of the problems, the difficulties our brothers and sisters, the congregation is experiencing, other than yourself, really come to God and pray to Him, no one else can really solve your problems.
所以我们有好的教会、好的教牧团队，这些都是上帝给我们的恩赐。
So we know it's such a blessing that if we have a good team of pastors, elders.
但是我们最终还是这个 team, 这个教牧本身还是帮助大家，最终每个人都要来到主的面前，日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
But ultimately, what the teams of elders and the pastors really helping brothers and sisters so that the congregation can ask God to give us the daily bread.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看到这首诗篇的第一节到第二节就讲到叹息，痛苦中的叹息。
So brothers and sisters, we see that the, from the verse 1 to 2, it talks about the lament in suffering.
弟兄姊妹，我们看别人的时候，常常看到别人的伟大，看到他的辉煌，看到他的喜乐，看到他的平安。
So brothers and sisters, I don't know whether when you look at other people, do you often...look at their, they're happy, their glorious moment, all of that.
但是有谁知道他心中的苦楚呢?
But how many of you truly know when you look at others, how much the person actually feels sad or sorrow inside?
有谁知道他心中也在流泪，也在伤痛呢?
How much, do you know that person may be crying inside and maybe even bleeding inside?
所以弟兄姊妹，在我们人生的路程中，不要单单仰望外表的身体的东西。So
brothers and sisters, let's not just emphasize on these outward things on our journey.
要知道哪些，哪怕像大卫这样伟大的圣徒和勇士。
Because even for somebody as great as David, as a great warrior and king.
我们信仰生活的一个极大的两极性的征战是什么呢？
And there is a sort of a battle of two extremities in our lives.
一边是上帝，一边是仇敌。
One side is really God, the other side is your enemy.
所以大卫在吃出粮中讲到，我的仇敌，我的仇敌。
So here even David mentioned multiple times, my enemy, my enemy.
如果我们仅仅看到仇敌，我们每个人都走向悲观主义。
If we only look at the extremity of our enemy, then we go for extremism.
Pessimistic.
So if we only look at God without looking at our enemy, we tend to be superficially optimistic. So a more balanced a perspective for Christians is not only know that we have God to look upon, but there are also enemies surrounding us.
但是弟兄姊妹，信仰生活更大的挑战是什么呢？
But what is the a greater challenge in our faith and life?
我们常常看到我们的仇敌，我们的问题非常具体，像大山一样就在我们的眼前。
And sometimes we look at the problems or enemies in front of us, huge as a mountain that we cannot climb.
但是上帝何在？
Where is God?
上帝是人肉眼看不见的。
But God is invisible.
上帝当然掌管一切。
He is in control.
但是他用看不见的膀臂掌管一切。
But he is reigning over everything using his invisible arms.
所以我们信仰生活的张力就在看得见的仇敌。
Therefore, the tension of our life relies between the invisible enemy, the invisible God, and the visible enemies. Therefore, this requires us to seek God through the eyes of faith.
弟兄姊妹，此时此刻，大卫陷入灵魂的暗夜之中。
So, brothers and sisters, we know when David was writing this poem, he was really in a downtime spiritually.
The dark night of the soul, 灵魂的暗夜.
So, in a more biblical way, is the dark night of soul.
所以大卫有四次说要到几时，要到几时，要到几时，要到几时。
That's why he was lamenting, "How long must I take counsel? How long shall my enemy is be exalted over me?"
所以此处显明大卫那种非常沉重的、浓厚的，甚至无法推开的重重的忧愁和焦虑。
And these words just reflect how. Deeply he was troubled, how big the burden that he was just not able to put off. We know that David has suffered not only for one day or 2 days.
And
not only he had external enemies. He also have internal struggles. Even he had a sin, he struggled, he complained, and he had hatred.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在一路同行的过程中，我们不光是有外在的敌人，我们也有内在的敌人。So
brothers and sisters, not only when we walk with God, not only we have external enemies, but we also have inside enemies to deal with.
最大的敌人就是内在的敌人。
The greatest enemy is comes from inside, that your old self.
弟兄姊妹，我们世上的刀剑要胜过外在的敌人。Brothers
and sisters, the sword we use can help us to battle, to prevail over the external enemies.
我们看到在俄罗斯和乌克兰的征战中，大量的需要外在的坦克、装甲飞机、外在的武器。
just like when you see the Russia-Ukraine war, the Ukrainians are asking for more tanks, more fighter jets, more weapons.
什么样的坦克，什么样的装甲车，什么样的飞机，什么样的导弹，什么样的先进武器，能够消除我们内在的哀伤和敌人呢？
But what are those advanced weaponries, like more advanced tanks or fighter jets, can really get rid of that internal enemy?
祷告，祷告，祷告，没有别的途径，没有别的更强大的武器。
There's nothing really, no other weapon than prayer, prayer, and prayers.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们就看到大卫在这极其厚重的痛苦之中。
Brothers, we know. David was in deep suffering. But he did not stop, just complain.
弟兄姊妹，这六节经文的节奏非常非常的精美。
And the way how these the six verses were progressing was very beautiful.
大家想一想，如果在第二节就停留了。
If we feel that if David just stopped at verse 2,
那这样的人和不信主的人一样。
Then what is the difference between him and those who do not have faith?
抱怨，抱怨，抱怨，怨天尤人。我痛苦，我难受，我找不到主，上帝不在。
It would be just the complaints, because we couldn't find God. Where is God when I'm suffering?
你自己难受，要让周围的人巴不得赶紧去自杀。And
not only the person would feel the pain and suffering, but also you make people surround you feeling the same way.
因为你这些抱怨，你这些痛苦，你这些负能量，沉沉的就像垃圾一样倾倒在别人的身上。大家不管你受不了，别人也受不了。Because
all these complaints and negative thoughts basically will pour out onto people surround you. All these negativities will destroy others.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不仅要正视我们的软弱的情感。
So brothers and sisters, not only we need to truthfully look at our own feelings
here,
but also we need to come before God with faith. So this here, if I can quote John Calvin, he said, "Let us learn from him that emotions which apparently are quite contrary, despair and faith, can be united beautifully." So now from the complaints, now let's look at the second part, is really the prayers of faith. With faith, David came to God and prayed and asked for God. And he cried out to God through the bottom of his heart.
弟兄姊妹，在这个世界上没有抱怨、没有痛苦、沮丧、绝望的人是没有的。
Brothers and sisters, in this life, there are actually nobody who has never experienced despair or suffering.
生活的艺术就是你如何面对负面的情绪。
It's really the benefit of life is how do you handle the negativity, the negative thoughts and emotions.
身体健康，凡事顺利，那你不需要多少帮助，你本身就已经很好。
If you're healthy, happy, you don't really need any help. You're already good enough.
所以生活的艺术就在于怎么样处理我们负面的情绪。
But the key is how do we handle negative emotions?
在处理我们负面的情绪的时候，一定要发出来。
So when we need to deal with the negativity and negative thoughts, we need to let the emotion out. If you hold your negative emotions inside for too long, either you go to depression or even suicidal. Or you just you emotionally explode at this big. Could become homicidal.
弟兄姊妹，很多人的疾病，包括心理，都是因着对情绪，尤其是对负面情绪的长期的压抑导致的。Brothers,
many times people actually get a disease because they have been holding off their negative emotions inside for too long.
但是我们怎么能够宣泄我们心中的负面的情绪呢？
But what is really the proper way to let the negative emotions out?
如果你只是向别人讲述，
If you just vent to another person,
别人受不了，别人就对你敬而远之。
Now that person may not be able to handle all these negative emotions. They probably will just stay away from you.
越抑郁的人越需要朋友倾诉。
It's actually the people who are really depressed are the one who really need people to talk to.
越向朋友倾诉，发现朋友越来越少。
The problem is the more the depressed person, vent to his or her friends,
因为大家都受不了。
They realize there are fewer and fewer friends around you because nobody can handle that anymore.
你不能够向朋友倾诉，你就说我自言自语吧。
But if you cannot talk to a friend, now you start talking to yourself.
如果你长期的在那里自言自语。
But if you are in that state for too long,
基本上到了吃药的水准。
And then you probably reach a state where you probably really need some medicines.
所以我们就看到我们心中的负面的情绪需要对付，需要宣泄，需要 share， 需要分享。
Brothers and sisters, we know that we need to deal with our negative emotions. We need to share with others. We need to let it out. Because we cannot bear this burden for too long.
世上的我们最亲近的人也无法长期承受。
Even those ones who are closest to us cannot handle that.
所以我们需要来到耶和华，我的上帝呀。
And this is why we need to come before God.
这就是基督教信仰的精义。
And this is actually the essence of Christianity.
认识你独一的上帝。
Knowing your only a God.
认识你所赐下的独一的救主耶稣基督。
Knowing your only Savior Jesus Christ.
求他来看顾你，求他来应允你。
Asking Him to protect you, to answer your prayers.
求他使你的眼目光明，赐给你真正的智慧和看见。
And ask Him to light up your eyes and receive enlightenment.
免得我们不知不觉沉睡致死。
Lest we sleep the sleep of death.
所以弟兄姊妹，哪怕像大卫这样上帝重用的仆人。
Brothers and sisters, we see even for David, who is the servant used greatly by God.
上帝赐给他神圣的呼召。
And God called him.
上帝赐给他神圣的事业。
And God also called him to work on great things.
即使你行在上帝给你的呼召中，你行在正义的事业中，
Even when you walk upon the calling God has called you,
但是我们仍然不能够靠自己来持守，
That we still cannot rely on ourselves to persist.
所以像大卫这样的圣徒，大卫这样的勇士，大卫这样合乎神的心意，他也需要向上帝祷告祈求。
So even for saints like David, who walked on the path that God has called him to walk, still needs to pray and receive blessings from God.
弟兄姊妹，在祷告中还有一个更重的陷阱。
So brothers and sisters, there's another trap in prayers.
当我们祷告的时候，我们在人生中说，上帝啊，你怎么转脸不见不看我？
So when we pray, sometimes we pray in a way that, God, how come you have forgot me forever?
就说这样讲的页面， you turn your face from me.
Why,
你把你的脸转脸不看我。
Yeah, why do you turn your face or hide your face from me?
但是这个时候我们更要接着祷告， turn our face to him.
But we need to be reminded that when we pray, we need to turn our faces to him.
让我们呼求Lord, turn your face to me.
And then we can ask and pray, ask God to turn his face to us.
所以祷告就是征战。
So prayer is sometimes spiritual battle.
祷告就是与上帝摔跤。
Prayer sometimes can be a spiritual, a spiritual wrestling with God.
最大的征战，最大的挣扎是在人的心中，尤其是在祷告之中。
The greatest battle or the greatest struggle quite often occurs inside our heart.So brothers, let's see the third phase when David entered through his prayers.
弟兄姊妹，在十三篇的最后两节，并没有讲到上帝立即赐给他什么特殊的狂喜啊感受啊，没有。
When we read the last two verses of Psalm 13, we didn't really find the extreme happiness, the ecstasy that David had received. Rather, he was proclaiming that he has trusted in your steadfast love. And it's written that my heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we know miracles happened through prayer. What was this greatest miracle? Our hearts have been changed. And David's heart had been changed. At the beginning, despite that God was everywhere, he wrote that, how long will you forget me forever? Because his attention was all on his enemies. But now he shifted his focus from his enemy to God. And now through these the psalm, you can see the relationship between David and God is really I and you. This relationship.
弟兄姊妹, I and him,
yeah, quite often in our prayers, the relationship it sounds more like I and him. Or somebody is bad. Or someone else is doing harm to me. How come you have not get rid of my enemies? So when we pray like that, even that we come to God, there isn't that relationship between us and God. We just want to use God as a tool to get rid of our enemies. So, but when we truly come before God, when we truly know Him, when our hearts have truly be changed, transformed by God's great love, we will truly repent. Because you have dealt bountifully with me. Because your grace is sufficient for me. Even when, at my weakest moment. Even when I am struggling. Even when my enemies are prevailing over me. But Lord, you're the one who make good things for those who you love. Therefore, I will trust in your steadfast love. Therefore, my heart will rejoice in your salvation. And I will sing to you.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, I don't know what circumstance you are in. Let us turn our focus from our surroundings to God. Let us turn our attention from our enemies to God. Let us turn from our sorrows to God. When we truly turn ourselves to God and worship Him in truth and spirit, will we fully rejoice in His salvation. Let's pray.
天父上帝,
Heavenly Father, we ask you to turn your face to us. To light up us. That we may truly see you and know you. That we may know that not only you're the creator of the heaven and the earth, but also the one who came in the form of flesh to save us. But you're also the one who is dwelling with us through Holy Spirit. We proclaim again, our goodness is not beyond you. Lord, we ask you to lift up your face. Bless us with your grace. We pray in our Lord Savior Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主。